The Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival engages the widest possible audience in a fresh conversation about what is essential in Shakespeare's plays. Founded in 1987, the festival's primary home is a spectacular open-air theater tent at Boscobel House and Gardens in Garrison, New York. This season, they present The Winter's Tale, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and The Tempest by the Bard, The Arabian Nights by Mary Zimmerman, adapted from the Book of a Thousand Nights and One Night. Is that right? A Thousand Nights and One Night?
That's
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought there was an extra
one. Seems repetitive.
Night. Yes. Yes. let's revise that title. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll go with it. And the festival's first solo show, starring Kurd Rhodes in An Iliad by Lisa Peterson and Dennis O'Hare, adapted from Homer's Iliad. Davis McCallum is artistic director of HVSF, appointed in 2014, so just a year ago. And he joins us now, along with actors Susanna Malanzi and Jason O'Connell. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, let's begin with you, Davis. As far as how's the first year going?
It's going really well. We've opened three shows under the tent. And kind of 1, 2, 3 in the month of June. And so now we're about to start performing 7 nights a week under the tent. So we're kind of in the high season now after the 4th of July.
And these are in rep pretty much, right?
They are. We have a company of 19 actors. So everyone does 2 plays. So Susanna's in Arabian Nights and The Winter's Tale, and Jason's in The Winter's Tale and Midsummer Night's Dream.
And what is, when you start doing 7 nights a week, that's crazy, right? I mean, that's a little nuts.
It is. But, you know, we have audiences all week long. Sometimes people come for the weekend, and so we sell a lot of tickets on a Monday night, which is normally kind of traditionally in the theater the night off.
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, we started just playing every night. And because the actors are only in 2 of our plays, and this year we're producing for the first time 5 plays under the tent. Everybody gets several nights off a week, but the audiences can come any night. All of our performances start at 7:30, and you know, you've probably been there. There's just an astonishing view and a great place to have a picnic 2 hours before the show, and then you can migrate under the tent to see a Shakespeare play or something else.
So, Susanna, tell us how you came to this particular production.
It sort of goes back even longer. Well, I came to the festival 9 years ago, and then was lucky enough to be asked back last year. So, just my good fortune to come back again this year. I auditioned for Davis and the other director, Liliana Blaine Cruz. She directed The Arabian Nights. And I got in, and I'm here, and thrilled. They're a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
And Jason, how about you?
This is my 8th season with the festival. My first year was in 2008, and so I was just very happy to be invited back. You know, this is Davis's first full season as artistic director. Mm. It's the first time he's directed under the tent. He directed Winter's Tale, and Suze and I get to be a part of that. And it was just a very important, exciting season to come back for, because there's so much new happening under the tent, including the way we're approaching Midsummer Night's Dream, which is directed by Eric Tucker, who Susanna and I have both worked with multiple times in New York City, as well as up here. And we're doing Midsummer with 5 actors playing all the roles, all the props, all the set pieces. Just the 5 humans do it all. So, and that's really, really fun and an exciting new thing to be doing out here at the festival.
So how many, so just out of curiosity, how many times have you done Midsummer Night's Dream?
I did it a long time ago. It was one of my first Shakespeare's that I did in New York. And I played several parts in several different incarnations. None of those parts am I playing now. Now I'm playing Bottom, Puck, and Aegeus, who's Hermia's father. And I've not tackled any of those roles before, but in the past I've played roles in separate productions. Now I'm doing three or four or six things all in one show. And I've directed the play before as well, but this is unlike any version that I've been involved with or could conceive of. It's really, really exciting. And I feel like I love the play now in a way I never did. It's such a kind of chestnut in a way. Yes. You know what I mean? It's
absolutely.
It's the first thing that a lot of school kids get introduced to. It's one of the first, along with Romeo and Juliet, it's one of those touchstone plays that everybody feels like they know. And this production kind of obliterates everything you know while yet honoring the things that people who have history with the play love about it.
So, Davis, how much of that do you want to do as far as new takes on these classic works?
Well, I feel like there's a rich tradition at HVSF of new takes on classic works. Right there in our mission is the effort to engage an audience in a fresh conversation about the plays. So, my predecessor, Terry O'Brien, who founded the theater, I always put a premium on imagination and invention and the relationship between the actors and the audience. So if you're the kind of person who wants to see Shakespeare with, pumpkin pants or periwigs, we're probably not the right theater for you.
No.
It's a place where the invention and the creativity of the actor and some mysterious alchemy between the actor and the audience member kind of creates the live event of the play. And it's slightly different night to night, in part because it's outside, but also because our company really puts a premium on that kind of spontaneity. So although the small cast approach that we're taking to Midsummer is not something we're going to do for all of our productions going forward, it's very much in the spirit of creativity that's been a hallmark of the company for a long time.
So where does that come? Does that come from you, that decision? Does that come from the director? How does that...
Do you mean the decision to approach with five actors?
Yes.
That decision came from me. And last year, our colleague and friend Eric Tucker directed a really great production of Two Gentlemen of Verona. And in my first season, I thought it would be great to do Midsummer Night's Dream. We hadn't approached it for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And I thought, if I'm going to do Midsummer Night's Dream, which with the possible exception of Hamlet may be the most performed play on planet Earth, I wanted to be able to do it in some fresh way. And that season in New York, Eric had done Hamlet with, I think, only four actors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, if he can do Hamlet with four actors, maybe he can do Midsummer Night's Dream with five actors. And
Eric and I
actually went back and forth about this because there are a number of scenes in the play with six characters who share the stage. And it would have been reasonable to say do it with six actors. But I thought, if part of what I'm hoping for is to... really give him a Mission Impossible type assignment, then I should give him one fewer actor than he definitely
than he
needs. And see if he can work his way out of that corner. And he did really rather brilliantly.
It's an interesting solution.
Okay, this is going to be a very odd question. I admit that in the onset. But, I don't know, a couple of years ago I was interviewing a woman who wrote a cookbook, and the cookbook was cooking dinner with using five ingredients or less. And I asked her, well, why... You can use more ingredients. There's nothing you're allowed to. It's not And she said, well, no, it just makes it more fun and more challenging. So is that really the only reason that you do it with that? Because it makes it a little more interesting for the audience. It makes it interesting for the actors. And kind of, as you say, it's so produced that you do something that people aren't expecting.
Well, I mean, I guess I'd say two things. One, I think, your cookbook friend is probably right that necessity in some ways is the mother of invention.
Right.
And if you provide yourself creatively some limitations, you can sometimes surprise yourself with the solutions. But I also think Midsummer Night's Dream is kind of at its heart a play about transformation. I mean, Shakespeare kind of took the idea from Ovid's Metamorphoses. And, it's a play where a person gets turned into an ass and, the key idea is love looks not with the eyes but with the mind. It's kind of about when you fall in love or when you discover a kind of desire in you, sexual desire, romantic desire, your eyes play tricks on you. You see things that aren't there or you can't see what's right in front of your face. And so the kind of shape-shifting that the actors do isn't just... isn't just a theatrical necessity. It's also rooted very closely to the heart of the play.
Talk a little bit, if you can, Susanna, about the roles that you take and that idea of doing something a little bit different.
Sure. Well, I played Scheherazade in The Arabian Nights, and she is the storyteller of the 1,000 she tells many stories of her 1,000 nights in one night for the express purpose of melting the heart of the ruler, Shahryar, who has been killing women for 3 years. The approach to that particular adaptation by Mary Zimmerman's work is inherently innovative and imaginative and fun. And so Liliana uses choreography, song, and the particular environment at Hudson Valley to that end. She sort of is creating these stories with these 14 actors. and we just have
it's tough to count.
We're just using ourselves. A lot of that happened in the room. We all came up with ideas, and our choreographer, Birgitta Victorsson, was very critical to the creation of those stories. And I think in The Winter's Tale as well, there was a strong collaboration of ideas, and Davis really narrowed it down to the essential in the creation of the whole story. But it really creates a beautiful room, a beautiful rehearsal room, when every idea is generously received and then talked about and even tried out. And then everyone feels that much more satisfied by the end, to feel like they really had a contribution and they really were useful. Hmm. So it was great fun. They're two very different productions, and so audiences, if they come to all three right now, really get a different experience each time. But I think throughout they have similar themes, and you'll definitely see sort of the magic of storytelling, the power of storytelling throughout, and it's beautiful experience.
Davis, in the few minutes that we have left, tell us about An Iliad.
An Iliad is going to be fantastic. It's Kurt Rhodes has been a company member at HVSF for more than 15 seasons. He's just the ideal actor to tackle this challenge. And I think it's going to be a real tour de force for him as a performer. Lisa Peterson and Dennis O'Hare, Lisa directed the original production and Dennis acted in it. And they developed it in Sundance in Utah. And my understanding is that they went into a room and Lisa sat in a chair and Dennis stood in the middle of the rehearsal room. And Dennis attempted to tell Lisa the story of the Iliad. And if Lisa got bored or couldn't follow it or was confused, she just stopped him and said, "I don't understand that," or "What do you mean by that?" And they tape recorded the whole thing. And so, for me, the piece is really about, this is one of our oldest literary stories. You know, it's the foundational text of the Western literary tradition. And how do we make it alive today? And why would we want to? What relevance does it have to us? Our tent is situated right across the river from the United States Military Academy at West Point, and we're joining with them in a kind of partnership to bring this show to the cadets after it finishes playing at the tent in September, because it's really the kind of original Western war story. What is the heroism of war? What is the sacrifice of war? Where does it come from in the human heart? These are the kind of questions at the center of the story. And I think it fits really well with the rest of what we're doing under the tent this season, because it's also about the act of storytelling. I think Kurt's character is actually called the storyteller. I can't wait to see what audiences make of it. We're doing it for 5 performances under the tent starting at the end of this month. I think July 28th is its first performance.
Folks can find out information about the entire schedule of the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival running through September 1st by going to hvshakespeare.org, hvshakespeare.org. Davis, Susanna, Jason, thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful summer.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.